Good morning. A southeasterly wind flow has increased the humidity overnight across interior New York and New England. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with some breaks of sunshine coming through from time to time. And this will push our temperatures off our morning lows through the 70s and into the lower 80s today. At the same time, a warm front is approaching from the south, and this will trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms through the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. Jet stream energy ejecting out of a trough of low pressure in the Mississippi Valley will enhance some of the thunderstorms, and as a result, some of the storms could be strong, maybe even severe, with gusty winds and hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. Right now, it looks like the showers and thunderstorms will last well into the evening and overnight hours as temperatures hold in the lower 70s for overnight lows. It'll remain tropical into the day on Thursday with humidity levels high, giving us mostly cloudy skies and a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle 80s. On Friday, that tropical air will remain in place even as the trough of low pressure starts to lift through and out of the region. Still, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with highs in the lower 80s. And still some energy left on Saturday, acting on what's left of the humidity to produce a few showers and storms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid 80s. As that trough departs, a new ridge of high pressure will build in for the second half of the weekend and early next week. The result will be hazy sunshine, hot and humid weather both days, with highs on Sunday and Monday near 90 degrees. In that heat and humidity, a scattered thunderstorm is possible on Monday afternoon. A new trough of low pressure will approach on Tuesday, renewing the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will remain stalled from the Gulf Coast into New England through the day today. The front, along with an upper-level trough, which will also be parked across the same area, will promote instability as well as deep moisture across much of the eastern United States, aided by expansive southerly flow on the western side of a Bermuda high over the Atlantic Ocean. Sensible weather will be warm and humid along the front and points east with rain and thunderstorms. Episodes of heavy rain are also expected in this type of pattern, with the Weather Prediction Center highlighting a slight chance of excessive rainfall and flash flooding across portions of the Deep South north into the Appalachians. Flood watches are in effect from the Florida Panhandle north through Atlanta and up the Appalachians into southern Virginia. And the Storm Prediction Center has also issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the mid-Atlantic with gusty winds and hail possible. Persistent upper-level ridging across the western United States will lead to mainly dry conditions for the Pacific Northwest and much of the Intermountain West. Temperatures are expected to be above normal for much of this region, with heat advisories and excessive heat warnings in effect across parts of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Poor air quality will also be an issue for portions of the West Coast as well as portions of the Southwest and Southern Plains, especially near any active wildfires. For the southwestern United States, monsoonal moisture is expected to remain across much of Arizona and New Mexico, with scattered thunderstorms developing mainly during the afternoon and evening hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 51 degrees, with a southwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 43 degrees. In Albany earlier this morning, mostly cloudy and 68 degrees, the dew point 65, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer 30.09 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 77, that's 5 degrees above normal. A trace of rain yesterday in Albany, 4.72 inches now for the month, which is 6 tenths of an inch above normal, and 22.06 inches for the year, which is 63 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 101, set in 1933. And the record low, 46, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:16 p.m. 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, muggy, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Friday, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. More humidity, lower to mid-80s Saturday with a scattered shower or storm. Hazy, hot, and humid Sunday and Monday, both days near 90. Chance of a thunderstorm on Monday, but a better chance of thunderstorms Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.